Bear with me for a minute. No, we're not watching a streaming service today. So this is a special time of our service each year where we get to recognize and show our gratitude and our thanks for the graduating high school seniors as well as the college graduates that are part of our congregation. You can learn more about all of those who have graduated within the last academic year. They are outlined on pages 14 through 16 of your bulletin, so you can see all of them listed, what their achievements are, where they're headed off to. But before we get started, we're going to show some special praises and blessings from very special people in their lives.
This brand new baby boy, and now you are graduating. I have had the privilege to watch you grow into a good-hearted, determined, God-loving young man and a positive influence to your brother and many others around you. As you journey into the next step of your life, remember Deuteronomy 31:8. The Lord himself goes before you. He will never leave you or forsake you. Do not be afraid or discouraged. Continue to stay strong in your faith, and know I will always be beside you. Bryce, I am so proud of you and love you so much.
Hi, Jay. They say it goes fast, and by it, they meant time. And they were right. I blinked, and here we are 18 short years later, with graduation a few weeks away. It's been a joy and a privilege to watch you grow and mature into the young man that you are today. You have such a kind and caring heart, ready to serve others whenever there's a need, and I pray that that never changes. My prayer for you is found in Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your paths. So remember to always take the Lord with you in every moment of your life, everything that you say, and everything that you do. He will not disappoint you. He will be there ready to help. I'm excited to see where you're headed. You're an amazing young man, and I'm very proud of you. Just know that I'll be here cheering you on and supporting you every step of the way. I love you very much, Jay.
The fun of the tech changes.
Joshua Samuel, you were prayed for long before you were born, and we were blessed. With an artistic calling, you were always telling stories and acting them out around the house, in stores, anywhere you could. As a young boy, you were introduced to musicals, which even today provides us with constant performances from you. You are always singing and creating music.
Joshua, knowing your love for God means so much to Mom and me. A prayer for you is to always keep God first, in finances and in life decisions. Remember, God will always lead you and always provide for you.
You know those times when you pushed our buttons? We're grateful for them. And for you. Watching you unashamedly be Joshua Reeve has been a great gift for us. You've been able to encourage those around you to know it is okay to be true to yourself.
It is hard to believe that we have to begin to let you go. Our house will be quiet from you singing and piano playing, but it is time to allow you to move into the calling God has placed on your life. You have had those little moments affirming that God is leading your path, and that makes our hearts happy. A few thoughts for you.
Joshua, may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. And remember, I love Joshua. He's my little miracle boy.
Ollie, we can't believe you're about to graduate from high school. We have so many wonderful memories through the years. You were our miracle baby, and I have great memories of you pushing your little lawnmower behind Dad while he mowed the lawn and playing with your stuffed animal buddies all the time, and you loved your dogs or any kind of animal, really. played sports through the years. You played piano. And now you've become such a hardworking young man. We're so proud of that. You're a loyal Christian, and we hope that continues through the rest of your life. And you are kind and thoughtful to lots of people, to everyone. We know that whatever you choose to do after high school, you'll do a great job. We'll be behind you, cheering for you, whether it's music or whatever your passion ends up being. You know, we'll be behind you.
And all I know that we love you and we'll always love you.
Reagan, our firstborn and entrance into parenthood. While I was pregnant, I was told you would have long legs and a lot of hair. That was certainly true.
Being the first child, we obviously had no experience in raising one. Luckily for you, the groundwork was laid long before by our grandparents and our parents, how we were raised in the best parenting book on the market, the Bible.
Life comes with trials and difficulties, and this started with some difficulty that I experienced before you were born, which then played a part into your birth 5 weeks premature. You learned in the womb and as a newborn that life comes with trials and difficulty. For this reason, we selected Paul's words in Colossians 1, verses 9 through 12 for your infant baptism.
Those words say, "For this reason, since the day we heard about you, we have not stopped praying for you. We continually ask God to fill you with the knowledge of his will through all the wisdom and understanding that the Spirit gives, so that you may live a life worthy of the Lord and praise him in every way, bearing fruit in every good work, growing in the knowledge of God, being strengthened with all power according to his glorious might, so that you may have great endurance and patience, and giving joyful thanks to the Father who has qualified you to share in the inheritance of his holy people in the kingdom of light."
Reagan, you have faced tremendous obstacles that most your age have not yet or may ever experience. You have succeeded in conquering those challenges and are now even more prepared to face the world on your own. We could not be more proud of your inner strength, resiliency, and faith in our Lord Jesus, who will see you through it all. You are so kind, forgiving, humble, and with a pure heart and mind. If you ever doubt yourself, remember Psalm 139, verse 14. You are fearfully, wonderfully, and perfectly made.
John 16 recounts the reality that Jesus will be leaving the disciples, whom are now speaking clearly and understanding his ways. They're facing a time when they'll be scattered, and much like the disciples, you'll be scattered away from our home, sharing the love of Christ in all you do with all those that you meet. As you enter your next phase in life, we send you with Jesus' words from John 16:33. "I have told you these things, so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world."
Reagan, we can't wait to see the great things you do in your next stage of life. Of course, your family will always be here for you and lean on us for anything you need. Don't forget, though, you can always do your laundry for free at BGSU.
We love you, Reagan.
So then at this time, I would like to invite forward those five graduating seniors, Jay, Bryce, Reagan. Who else is here? I've got Ollie and Joshua. Is Isaac here? Come on up, guys. You're almost there. A few weeks left. We feeling okay? Are we sure? Okay. I want you to look at this room. Make it weird. Make eye contact with a stranger. I know we're no strangers here, but maybe somebody that you haven't ever made eye contact with, look around at this room. Believe it or not, there are people that you are looking at that have loved you and supported you through so many years of your life here at St. John's, even back to infancy in some cases. Some of the people you're looking at may have never even had a conversation with you. Yet without you knowing, they've celebrated in your achievements when they hear of them. They have prayed for you anytime you've come up on our bulletin prayer list, and they've watched you grow and mature into the people you are today. This is an example of Christ's unconditional love at work. His heart is shining through his people of faith, and this is just a fraction of Christ's love for you. And I wish more than anything that as a congregation, we could just bottle up that love that we have for you, wrap it up in a beautiful package, and send you off with exactly that love as you head into this next stage of life. We've spent so much of this program year talking about the importance of discipleship within our church family and community. Now that God is forcibly pulling you into a new purpose in life, to go, to love, to serve, and to pray for others. Others that you may not know well or never speak directly to. You'll quickly find that your networks are expanded, your friend groups will change, your sufferings and hardships will become those of adult sufferings and hardships. Yet through it all, I want you to remember the heart of Christ. Christ will always be in pursuit of your heart. There is no place we can go where Christ will not travel. He came to this very earth to live, to die, and to be resurrected for us. There's so much hope in his unfailing love for us. As we part ways from our usual routine, know that this church family here will continue to love and encourage you. Do not give up meeting with fellow people of faith. You will always have a home in the Church of Christ Jesus. So then, on behalf of the Christian Education Committee, I'm excited to present each one of you, I also have one for Matilde Reagan, with a devotional book titled The Heart of Christ. So whenever you're feeling discouraged, life gets hard, even when you simply need to take joy or delight in something that's going on in your lives, I want you to turn to this book from your church family. I'll pass those out to you at the end. So then at this time, those seated here in the gym, I invite you to pray the congregational prayer. If you wouldn't mind lifting your hands out in praise and prayer over these individuals, and asking you to pray the printed prayer on page 4 of your bulletin. Heavenly Father, we come to you as a church family today, asking that you bless these young individuals with your steadfast presence as they begin to enter a new stage of life. May the lessons they have learned here in this church always resonate within their hearts and grant them the ability to go forth and share your love and the promise of the gospel in their new endeavors. We pray that they always know the home they have here at St. John's, and the love of a church family eager to celebrate in their achievements and support them through hardships. Bless them abundantly with your grace and guidance. Amen.
This morning I will be reading from 1 Chronicles and from the book of Luke. 1 Chronicles chapter 16, verses 23 through 36. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Proclaim his salvation day after day. Declare his glory among the nations, his marvelous deeds among all peoples. For great is the Lord and most worthy of praise. He is to be feared above all gods, for all the gods of the nations are idols. But the Lord made the heavens. Splendor and majesty are before him, strength and joy in his dwelling place. Ascribe to the Lord, O families of nations. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord the glory due his name. Bring an offering and come before him. Worship the Lord in the splendor of his holiness. Tremble before him, all the earth. The world is firmly established. It cannot be moved. Let the heavens rejoice. Let the earth be glad. Let them say among the nations, the Lord reigns. Let the sea resound and all that is in it. Let the fields be jubilant and everything in them. Then the trees of the forest will sing. They will sing for the joy of the Lord, for he comes to judge the earth. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Cry out, save us, O God, our Savior. Gather us and deliver us from the nations, that we may give thanks to your holy name, that we may glory in your praise. Praise be to the Lord, the God of Israel, from everlasting to everlasting. Then all the people said, Amen, and praise the Lord. And now from Luke chapter 17, verses 11 through 19. Now on his way to Jerusalem, Jesus traveled along the border between Samaria and Galilee. As he was going to a village, 10 men who had leprosy met him. They stood at a distance and called out in a loud voice, "Jesus, Master, have pity on us." When he saw them, he said, "Go show yourselves to the priests." And as they went, they were cleansed. One of them, when he saw he was healed, came back, praising God in a loud voice. He threw himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him, and he was a Samaritan. Jesus asked, "Were not all 10 cleansed? Where are the other 9? Was no one found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner?" Then he said to him, "Rise and go. Your faith has made you well." This is God's holy word.
How can we express our gratitude to our God who has given us so much? Let us throw up our hands and praise him. Please stand as you are able and join us in singing one of Josh Reeb's favorite praise songs, Gratitude, found on pages 10 through 11.
Oh, my words fall short. I've got nothing new. How could I express all my gratitude? I could sing these songs as I often do. Every song must end, and you never do. So I throw up my hands and praise you again and again. 'Cause all that I have is a hallelujah, hallelujah. And I know it's not much, I've nothing else fit for a king, except for a heart singing hallelujah. Just one move, with my arms stretched wide, I will worship you. So I throw up my hands, praise you again and again, 'cause all that I have is a hallelujah, hallelujah. And I know it's not much, I've nothing else fit for a king, except for a heart singing hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, my soul, oh, don't you get shy on me, lift up your song. You've got a lion inside of those lungs. Get up and praise the Lord. Oh, come on, my soul, oh, don't you get shy on me. Lift up your song, 'cause you've got a lion inside of those lungs. Get up and praise the Lord. Nothing else fit for a king, except for a heart singing hallelujah, hallelujah.
I wish I'd thought of this earlier. As I look over at Ben and Sue, I should have made a replica sign of what Willie Buer put on the clock in the sanctuary. So I'll cover that clock next week with, "Who cares?" Thanks. If you need to leave, whenever you leave, just go. That's no problem. People have already warned me that was going to happen, so no big deal there. But I do want to share with you somewhat of the message that I put together. 8 o'clock, I gave people a minute. I'm only going to give you 30 seconds. And the last time I did this, I cut you short. So, but for 30 seconds, I want you to think in your mind, you're not going to tell this to anybody, but yourself and the Lord. 30 seconds, think of 5 things that you are thankful for. Go. The challenge for you tonight, or whenever you go to bed next, I want you to repeat in your mind those 5 things. We are called to increase our outpouring of thanksgiving to the Lord. In looking at the psalm that is a part of 1 Chronicles 16, 20 through 36, or actually from verse 1 through a little bit farther, I only took a small chunk, the Israelites are grateful. They are thanking, they are praising God because the Ark of God, the Ark of the Covenant, has returned to the city of Jerusalem. For the Israelites, for the Jews, the Ark was their symbol that God was present. Up until this time, they had been in exile for a long time in Babylon. They had been removed. The Ark had been lost in battle, and they had been removed from their homeland. And now they have been able to return, and the Ark of God, holding the Ten Commandments, had come back to the city of Jerusalem, and they commemorated that day with celebration. God asked them to offer burnt offerings. Those burnt offerings were about consecration. They were to remember that day, not just the rest of the day, but it's in the Scriptures. We are to remember that day forever into history. They consecrated it with burnt offerings, and then they celebrated with peace offerings or offerings of food. And every person received a loaf of bread and a cake of dates and a cake of raisins. Sounds like quite the celebratory meal, doesn't it? Some versions of the Bible say it wasn't raisins, but it was meat from part of the burnt offerings. And so they celebrated. They were fellowshipping with God, and they were fellowshipping with one another as they remembered. And then the psalm that is here in 1 Chronicles 16 is attributed to David, the psalmist. There are 3 psalms. There's more than 3 that don't have a title. But there are 3 specific psalms that are attributed to here in 1 Chronicles 16 of remembering what had happened, that the Ark of the Covenant had returned. And so they celebrated, and then after the meal, after they shared together, David began to appoint leaders to ministry. And those leaders, kind of like Christian education volunteers, they were charged with making sure the people remained faithful, that the people did not forget. So they were commemorating, they were remembering all of the great things that God had done. Even through the time of the exile when they were away from their homeland. And David wrote it down. He recorded what had done so that they would remember and so that even we today would be aware of. They praised God thoroughly at the time they received His goodness. And sometimes we fail to do that. We have experienced a blessing from God, and immediately we should pour out our praise and our thanksgiving to the Lord. Sometimes we forget to praise in the immediate moment. And they're challenged by those ministers to do exactly what you are doing, setting apart time to worship, setting apart time to meditate on the good things that God has done. But they're also challenged by the psalmist to tell others about the good things God has done in our lives. We tell others, we talk about it. And we use everything around us as reminders of the goodness of God. One short example Remember, anything that I do in life as a pastor is set up for a illustration of faith. They don't know that I talk about this, but my family's used to this. So yesterday, I had the distinct privilege of helping my son replace rotten wood underneath the toilet. Fortunately, there was a basement, and we had to cut out cast iron and some galvanized. We dropped that out, and there's this rotten wood above us. Oh, it stank. We cut the pipes open. It stank even worse. Who would want to thank God in those moments? It was so wet. We put a fan on it to dry it out for a couple of hours. What are we going to do? We're going to go upstairs, and I'm going to wake up my granddaughter. Even in the ugliness of toilet repair, we can find the goodness of God. Just an example of no matter where you are, look for the goodness of God. I am headed out for 3 days. I call it vacation. I am headed to a pastor's conference at Parkside Church in Cleveland. Roger and Mary Zimmerman got me going to the first one. This will be my third, and if you read the bulletin, final time. I don't plan on going back after I retire, but somebody asked me about that after 8 o'clock service. But I am going there, and it's a time just for pastors. Spouses aren't allowed, just pastors. And I enjoy the large group times when the three keynote speakers will speak, and I enjoy the breakout sessions where you're in smaller little groups. But Alistair Begg is an internationally known pastor, and he's the pastor of Parkside. He's pastored that church since 1983. 43 years. He's got a lot of knowledge. He's got a radio show. I had first met him at Moody Bible Institute in Chicago, and I'm excited to go and listen for what God's going to be working through those three keynotes and all those aspects. And so when I look at Roger and Mary, I thank you for setting me on track with that. They hosted or they sponsored my first trip, and the church does the last two. I'm excited to go. I mean, I'm at the twilight of my career. Is there more I can learn? We can always learn more. The aspect about, I forgot a prayer, Dan Light, he has left today for a mission trip in the Dominican Republic. And I forgot to say, please be praying for Dan during this week. And in his text last night, he knows that you will be praying, so I'm glad I reminded you. And so pray for Dan as he goes out. I mean, he's young. He's only 79 years old. I worked with some older people this week, and I looked up your birthdays, so I know how some old of, you know, you guys were doing awesome this week. And so in all the work of getting ready for this, the people that were here, I praise God, and I wrote your names down. This psalm in 1 Chronicles 16 was written for us to remember. And so I hope that those senior parents, or parents of the seniors, remember this day and remember the day of graduation, remember those parties and those celebrations. I hope those that are being baptized tonight, parents will remember that, and we give thanks to God. And that's the challenge for each and every aspect. Great or small, it's to be recorded in our hearts and minds that we remember. And there are 8 things that in this psalm, the Lord wants us to do. We are to give thanks. We are to call upon the Lord. Prayer. We are to make known the Lord in our life. We're not to shy away from letting people know that we are a believer in Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. We're to sing. You know, I am not musically inclined. I have no voice, but I still sing. I know that there are many that don't want to sing. But the challenge from Scripture, no matter our abilities or lack thereof, we are challenged to sing. We are to tell. We are to tell others. We are to share the glory of God with people in our lives. And we're always to seek God, and we're always to seek to bring people to God, and we are to remember. So at the close of the day, and everybody's schedule is different, at the close of the day, offer up a prayer. thanking God for the blessings of that day. Thank God for the trials of that day, because God is present in every moment of life. Amen. We have, are there still three of them? There he is. We have four ushers. One of them is seasoned. The other three, they are eighth graders that returned from the Washington, D.C. trip earlier this morning, and they came here to serve as ushers. So we're not skipping an offering and doing an exit offering to save time, because we don't want to disappoint those three young men. And thank you, Adam, for joining them. So I invite our ushers forward to receive our morning offering. Lord God, we pray that you would use these offerings to bring further glory to you and peace to your people. In the name of Christ we pray. Amen.
You're a good, good Father. It's who you are, and I'm loved by you. It's who I am. So as you go out this week, love so undeniable, I can hardly speak. Peace so unexplainable, I can hardly think. So as we go out into the world, as these seniors go out into the world and start this next chapter, just remember, we have a good, good Father who will go with you in everything that you do. Our closing song, Good, Good Father, is a favorite of Senior Jay Riley. That's found on pages 12 and 13 of your bulletin. Following the spoken benediction, our benediction and song is a favorite of Ollie McDonald, and it is The Trees of the Field.
And stories of what they think you're like, but I've heard the tender whisper of love in the dead of night. You tell me that you're pleased and that I'm never alone. I've seen many searching for answers far and wide, but I know we're all searching for answers. Only you provide, because you know just what we need before we say a word. You're a good, good Father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who I am, it's who I am. You are perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect in all of your ways to us. Love so undeniable, I can hardly
It's who I am. It's who I am.
May a spirit of joy and thanksgiving well up within you this day and forevermore. Amen.
Shall go out with joy and be led forth with peace. The mountains and the hills will break forth before you. There'll be shouts of joy, and all the trees of the field will clap their hands. And all the trees of the field will clap their hands. The trees of the field will clap their hands. The trees of the field.